I've been breaking out a lot. I think it's the stress.
Picking. Don't pick.
Why?
Don't.
Don't you need to pop your pimples? Like, that's a point of, like, when you have a whitehead, you don't just leave it alone.
I heard you're not supposed to pop pimples.
Oh.
So you want to just leave that? The fucking yeah. whitehead? That looks awesome.
Let nature take its course.
Dude, when Todd and I were on that boat, he had this pimple on his cheek. I was like, yo, let me pop. He's like, no, I'm good. I was like, baby, it looks.
You got to get it.
You got to get it.
Sometimes you got
to
get it.
You have to get it. The thing is that it's pus. You don't want that shit sitting in your face.
Yeah. Mm-mm. When you think about what a pimple really is, it's so fucking disgusting.
Exactly. So you pop it.
It's that wet is and there, pussy.
Wet ass pussy.
Is there another way to do it in a healthy way?
Extractions, right? Which is basically.
Growing up, I always thought like you weren't supposed to pop them, so I would reverse pop and put pressure the other way.
Wait, what?
No!
Baby, that's a you causing a broil.
Pushing
that goes
the
back.
A broil. That's
then it
a
goes
broil.
Back into your skin.
No, not like pushing. Like if
like a button,
you can still stretch your skin to like
okay,
get
that,
it to
that. Right. I get.
Like you weren't supposed to like squeeze.
Oh,
you know what I do? Because
then you cause like bruising and stuff. You're supposed to like spread it and
dude,
then it'll pop itself.
You know what I used to do that like horrified my mother? I just remembered this
In the mic, Mike.
I just remembered
this. In the mic, Kenny.
Wow.
It's okay. I called him Tony the other day. I don't even know what Tony.
Did you just call me? In the mic, Kenny.
Just call me Mike.
In the mic, Mike.
I said in the mic, Mike, but I meant in the mic, Kenny. There you
go. Got it. What did you do to your pimples?
I used to, because I felt like I couldn't get a precise enough, like, squeeze with my fingers. This is disgusting. I used to... You look
say
worried.
It. Ew.
This is Kenny's pimple popping at you some more.
I used to take 2 quarters. And I
was... Dirtiest quarter?
Yeah, what the fuck? Do you clean them at least?
No, I was a kid. I didn't care.
Kenny.
My mom was horrified. She saw me doing that one time and she was like, what is happening?
Oh,
it's better using tweezers than fucking quarters.
What like 10-year-old has a pair of tweezers?
Wait,
I don't
why
know.
Would you? What in your head was like 2 quarters instead of your nails? Like why was that?
I didn't have nails. I bit my nails.
What in your head's
you don't
entails?
Need nails to pop a pimple.
I just felt like I was getting a more precise like a more precise like method of attack.
And baby,
with
that's
two
why
quarters.
You were broken out all of middle school, baby. I saw your face. We weren't friends, but I saw it.
Ooh. You go, and that's why we weren't friends. Because that pizza face.
I didn't even know you through middle school was high school. And you had a clean face. You had a baby face in high school.
Yeah.
Clean,
I still have a
like,
baby face.
Baby butt cheeks. I saw
cute.
It.
Zane also...
Don't even say it. Don't even say it. Don't even
Zane
say it.
Zane wakes up with like fucking gouges in his face though. Like I feel like
no, you wake.
I think
you
I
have,
pick him. I pick him while I'm sleeping.
He'll wake up and there's just like bloody
you
gashes
have, like,
down his
wounds.
Cheeks.
It's, I think I pick him while I sleep because I don't remember doing
it. But it doesn't look
it.
Like pimples. It literally looks like you get into fights in the middle of
yeah,
the sleep.
Yeah, it's a scab the size of
like it's like badass a little bit. It doesn't
Zane
look
goes,
like a pimple.
I want to look rugged.
I want to look haggard.
he pops his pimples like this.
Yeah.
Sucker punch.
I don't know what it is. Like the night before I had a shoot, I don't know what it is. I feel like I get like while I'm sleeping, I feel like I'm stressing in my like dreams. So I'm just like scratching my face and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm
like,
definitely
like
not awake when
teeth,
I do it.
But you like grind your face.
Bitches having night terrors.
I actually have to wear, my dentist told me I have to wear fucking.
Night guard.
Not denture,
a sleep
a night
guard.
Night guard.
Right.
Yeah. I can't wear it. I can't fucking sleep with it. I'm just like I can't like I'm not able to close my mouth and like sleep.
They're terrible.
They're awful.
I got recommended one
you
for like my jaw and I
just... Our friend Jay wears it every night. I'm like, how the fuck do you wear that to sleep? He's like, you just get used to it. I'm like, no, you don't get used to that.
My dad, do you know what sleep apnea is?
Yes.
See, it has to do with snoring. Like,
it's when
when you stop breathing.
While you're sleeping. So you could like actually just choke.
So before he got tested for it, he would like, this is literally what it would sound like when he's sleeping. He would snore really bad. He would just be like.
Oh my God.
And like for some reason you stop breathing and then you gasp for air because you haven't been breathing this whole time.
Me when I see Mila Kunis.
Give it
anywhere.
But he has to wear it. Literally, it looks like if you were to go scuba diving It's this full face apparatus that covers his entire mouth.
Oh my, straps with the fins and everything. And right. Makeup. That's crazy.
My sister's straps fiance around, has that.
And he's hooked up to like this machine that forces air into his nose while he's sleeping.
Like,
so he,
like a robot. Like he has to charge like overnight.
Like a robot.
Does your mom have to like help him with that like every night? Or does she like, do something when.
Before she would like wake up and he would just be like. And she would have to like shove him, and then he, and then would gasp.
So her waking, him up saves his life every time.
Like, yeah,
is it like
but
this?
Jesus.
Is it like this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a CPAP.
Hold
a CPAP.
On, wait. CPAP. Why does that? Kenny just pulled up a picture of a guy in a sleep apnea mask. That looks like me.
Oh my gosh, it does.
That literally looked like me. Kenny, go to that. What the fuck?
Oh, that is Zane. God.
I need to put that on my the Zane account. Oh my god.
Oh, wow. You
holy
Zane.
Shit. What the fuck? That's me. Are you kidding me?
The jawline's a little, it's a stretch.
And he's not wearing a Mad Happy hat, so I mean.
And he didn't get hair plugs like
that.
But me.
this is post treatment.
Post Malone, post apnea.
Post Malone.
Oh, and he has cankles on his arms.
Cankles on his arms.
Yeah, you know. No.
He does.
Cankles on
his... Baby, mine are skinny wrists.
But yeah.
Wait, you do have skinny wrists. What?
Oh, skinny legend.
Yo, that's the drug addict arms.
So you think I'm skinny?
Whoa, okay, slim fit. Okay.
Skin fit with your cute ass. I mean,
Yeah, there you go.
That was it.
Slim thick.
Slim thick with your cute. You guys are so uncultured.
Uncultured swan.
Uncultured. Right,
wait,
run
that
fucking
start
intro.
This intro.
Come on, run that
it's
intro.
It's coffee time, Tall,
baby. Press it, Mariah. Yeah. Press it. Oh, by the way, Heath, about our intro, about you know, it says unfiltered.
Right.
50% of the people didn't know they said unfiltered.
After we called it out, did you see that?
Are you,
they,
like, yes. How?
They all were like, oh, wait, so it doesn't say coffee talk?
Coffee talk. Da, 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 da.
Everybody,
where does it say that? Where does it say
that? Everybody thinks it says coffee talk. Coffee talk.
But there were some people, though, I feel like that just took that and ran with it. And they were like, I thought it said, and it was something so random. It was like, I thought it said 1, 2, 2. And I was like, why would it say that?
Oh, wait. I mean, I feel like that makes more sense than coffee talk.
1, 2, 2.
Yeah, I can see that.
A fat ass.
There's someone that said,
I think I saw one of those too.
Someone said they thought it was, I'm so drunk or something like that.
What?
Like people, I'm like, there's no way you thought that.
This is me and he's podcast, not my podcast.
We say zuru doo
doo doo boop doo
zuru doo da 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 ba boom.
Well, it's unfiltered.
Well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. That is Heath.
And that is Zane over there, baby.
Very good.
Ooh,
and
I'm
that
excited.
Is Mariah and that is Kenny. I'm unfortunately.
Kenny. I'm Mariah.
Okay, so we actually have a lot to talk about this podcast. There's a couple of things that have been going on this week.
We do?
We're just going to do a quick little recap, stuff that's been going on, like a little current
event. We start doing recaps from our last episode? Well, last episode we talked about...
Each episode is just about the episode before that.
Last season on Zane Heath Unfiltered.
That'd be kind of cool. So there's been a couple things that we wanted to talk about. I mean, I personally... needed to get it off my chest. We had Zane's...
A boob job.
You're coding.
Oh, you guys do puns all the time. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm trying to be different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. New.
Zane filmed his music video.
Wait. Oh, my God. Don't go straight to it.
I'm going into
guys,
it.
Guys, I'm coming out with a song this
get
week.
Get into
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know when. It might actually be out by the time this video comes out, the video podcast.
You
this.
Became oh. a rock star overnight.
I don't know about that.
It's just unbelievable.
Maybe a pop star.
It's an original piece. I wrote the song myself.
right.
And all my friends were out there to support me. I just, you know, it's hard being such a famous
icon?
Celebrity
inspiration.
Legend. Yeah. Just inspiration to all the
young
singers.
We can't get too much into detail about it because obviously that's a surprise.
It is a little surprise.
But what we can get into detail is about my motherfucking hairline right now.
Oh my god.
So I had makeup people, I had hair people there. And I met the hair guy that cut our hairs at the Drake Drake music video shoot that I was on.
Oh, low and, key.
Oh yeah. Oh guys, by the way, I'm the guy that was in that Drake music video, if you didn't see it, Zane. With Justin Bieber in the middle with like the two girls and then like
your
was, like,
back must be hurt in front of my
uris, you know, like candy blue uris if you didn't see it. Okay, cool. But yeah, you know, me and him like kicked it off and we're like, yo, we gotta work together. And we're like, yeah, cool. So I just think, I took his digits.
Another music video going on. He's like, yeah, actually, I'm doing
took his digits.
One.
You know, I hit him up for my music video shoot because I had that shit coming out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
shit popped off.
That's it. But yeah, I had him there because he cut my hair better than anybody has ever cut my hair.
Ouch.
My
your hair looks so
Jeff,
good.
Sorry.
Oh, I mean, Jeff has to understand that. He's been cutting hair for like 15 fucking years. He's like a professional.
No, your hair looked great.
Thank you.
It looks
Thank
really
you.
Good.
I'm so hard on myself. I didn't think it looked good, but everybody said how good my hair looked. Even David.
Whoa.
Trust
David,
us.
David voice memo to you goes, by the way, your hair looked insane. I could not believe how good your hair
That's
looks.
That's when you
exactly
know.
That's
that. That's crazy.
I feel like you were hyping that. It looked insane.
No, he did. That's a, like, I'm going to play you the voice
Pull
memo.
Pull the receipts.
I'm going to play you the voice
wait,
memo.
Wait, what
I'm
was play he you saying?
The voice
memo.
Okay, mm-hmm. here. Wait.
Did you wait? Was he saying this based off of a video you sent him or like a picture or?
I showed him the video that we shot. Yeah. I showed him the music video.
The fully right. produced.
Yeah. So I showed you guys, I showed David, I showed people that like I care about their opinion because I showed you guys in case like there was like something wrong with editing or anything. Like if I needed like to switch
right.
up anything.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
I showed it to the important people. Everybody else, they don't fucking matter.
So like, I want to hear David say your hair looks insane.
I will. Hold on. Wait. It might not be the word insane, but it was just like he said it
wait,
looked
let's
fucking
think of David.
You know what? Yeah, sick. Go fuck yourselves. Here, I'm gonna show you.
Or
right
nuts,
now.
Nuts.
We're about to find
your
out.
Your hair looks nuts. He says nuts a lot.
Ready?
Yeah.
And side note, your fucking hair looks so good, dude. It's fucking nuts.
Sorry,
nuts!
Fucking nuts.
That's called nuts.
Fucking nuts.
There you go.
I think nuts is better than insane.
Nuts is good. I love.
Yeah,
nuts.
I love nuts. I
you,
love nuts.
You owe me. You owe me a drink. You owe me a sip. Go.
You have.
No, you owe me a sip. Go.
Oh, boo! Pour me.
Damn.
Well, that's all I can do. That's the only thing. That's all I can get right now is you taking a sip.
Hair looks fucking nuts.
But the same guy that cut pretty his good. Hair cut your hair.
Yeah,
you were so excited.
My hair didn't. My shit looked fucking nuts.
Fucking nuts, dude.
Like
fucking
a Looney
insane.
Tune.
Right.
Insane.
So, you were so excited because you saw Zane's hair. You
right.
were like, this guy's about to cut my
oh
hair.
Oh, you cut your hair because of my hair.
So hair and makeup, everything is good to go. We're getting ready. We got dressed up. And
but the thing is, you didn't give him a lot to work with.
Oh. He didn't know he had something to work with.
So we're getting ready. I'm in costume, whatever. And I go to take my hat off to record. And he looks at me. I was like,
he goes,
literally.
I was like, can you help me out here? And he was like, are we growing it out? And I was like, no. He's like, okay, can I cut it a little bit? And I was like, yeah, sure. Do your thing. Oh, he did his thing.
In the dark.
Aww.
We were in this dark little like getting ready room, whatever you want to call
the
it.
Green room.
He was actually very good at cutting hair in the dark. He cut my hair. He cut Todd's hair. And Todd's hair looked
You guys
insane.
Looked
insane.
Awesome.
Todd looks
Also,
hair looks
my haircut was literally done in what, a minute?
A minute. It was like
he
six
was, oh, was
seconds.
It? Oh, was it right before you guys came
yeah.
out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
That's the thing yeah. is that yours was probably done with like, you know, a little more time.
He did. He had all the time in the world to do mine because we still had an hour and a half until we like filmed.
So he's going at it. I'm sitting there. All he hears,
it was a little scary too when he was cutting my hair. I was like, oh my god, this is like a lot.
And I took it. I was like, oh my god, this guy is confident. Like he's like
he was quick.
Yeah, seems sure of himself.
And like he's doing the thing. Mariah's walking over. She's like, whoa, right? And I was just like, wow, this is the best haircut I've ever got. There's no mirrors. There's no nothing in this room. So I'm just like in my head. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is gonna look good. So he's like, okay, good, you're done. And he goes to give me the little handheld mirror. And I look. He had my bangs down in these four spikes that went straight down like this. And the back of my head was spiked up like let me speak to the manager type shit. And it was just like up, fucking combed over.
Wait, well, here, I'm going to tell you why he probably did that. Did you tell me exactly what you wanted?
He goes, how do you wear your hair? I go... in a hat, but
no, but did you tell him like exactly what you wanted? I'll tell you why he did that. Did he Did you tell him exactly?
He goes, which way do you like put your hair? I go, either way, it doesn't matter. But like,
okay, I think the reason why he did that is because I told him to do that to me. So I feel like he just did that to everybody that was in the shoot.
Zane caught it right away because right when we were about to film, Zane looked at your hair and he goes, "Oh baby," and he like pushed it to the side.
People kept walking up to me like I hadn't like really like looked at my hair, and people were like, "Ooh, bad boy, choir boy," and I was like, "What?" They're like, "Okay, a little emo." I was like, "What does my hair look like?"
But Heath, right now your hair looks good.
Oh shit!
He layers hair really good.
Look at how fucking he worked.
Oh
my
well,
shit.
Baby, you only give him a minute to work with.
Zane, look at how high this ridge is. This is he buzzed my ear.
Look at that.
Oh baby, baby, yo, wait. I'm sorry if you're watching. Zane, I'm sorry. He didn't mean it. He's
look at
kidding.
How high that is.
I love you though.
This one's lower where it should be, but he also gouged the side of my head.
He messed up over there.
It's like a bald.
It's fine.
Lining
the back of my shit. Look. we could go around the whole head, but it's not about me. It's about Zane's show, and we put on a performance.
Dude, there you go.
Right, Zane just didn't want you to steal the spotlight.
It turned out so well, though, when I saw that final product.
It looks good.
Oh, my God. I was laughing my ass off.
It's really good.
I can't believe how quick these guys were.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Brett was so fucking quick. We met the guy that did the music. We came up with the idea on the spot. We did it. The song was made the next day, and then 5 days later, we did the shoot. And
amazing.
And it was edited the next day. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
You're a rock star.
Yeah, I don't want to say who edited it or anything yet. You'll see it in the description of the video.
It wasn't me.
But
I know you're expecting that.
It's just crazy.
Okay, but
because I know Heath likes to do music here and there, so whenever you need anything, you fucking have to hit up these guys. These guys are so fucking quick. It's insane.
No, I know.
I'm very impressed. It turned out really
thank
good.
Thank you. And you guys look so good. I'm so happy I had my friends as a choir I had my friends as the
cut that out.
And I'm just so happy I had my friends there. It was so
thanks for
can
having
we talk
us.
About who else was there?
Oh yeah, that's something also unbelievable.
Addison brought fucking Kourtney Kardashian to the shoot. So I'm sitting there doing the music video shoot, singing, and she's just there, and I'm like,
what?
I'm like, why are you looking at me, and why are you here?
So obviously, like, David's like hung out with her a few times, whatever.
Yeah.
But that was my first time meeting or seeing her.
Yeah.
And she is exactly what I thought she was gonna be.
Yeah. I've met her a couple times before that, and I feel like she's definitely like one of the cooler Kardashians. She's
super chill. Even the stuff she was saying, like she was sitting there on the side, and she was just like,
"That's so rude."
So rude.
Yeah. You heard her say that
multiple times.
What?
She was on the phone.
You're being
she was so on the phone
rude.
In the back room.
I didn't get to
you're
hear that.
So
fuck.
Rude.
Yeah.
Oh damn, that's
it was
cool.
Really funny.
It felt like I was in like an alternate universe. It was pretty weird.
Well, baby, I give my friends an experience when they come
that's
to our
right.
music
thank
video.
You.
I love that. I love that for us.
Imagine just having her pop in but never addressing it. People are like, "Is that Kourtney Kardashian like in your shoot?"
The funniest moment for me was when somebody came out from the, like, you guys were recording in the actual, like, set.
Yeah.
And somebody comes out and pokes their head out and goes, Kourtney. And then average fashion blogger, Kourtney, goes, yeah, instinctively. But they were calling for Kourtney Kardashian. And she goes, oh, my God. Yeah, no, like, I'm totally fine. Like, I'm just about to pass out. I'm just going to, like, pass out really quick.
I love her.
I just
met her for the first time like
really
5 days
sweet.
Ago. Dude.
I love
she's
her.
So fucking funny. She's like the next, her humor is like Melissa McCarthy. She's humorous without even trying. Like you're sitting next to her and you say something and she says something and you're just like.
Yeah,
she's shot out.
I love meeting genuine, sweet, funny people like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like who are actually talented. Like I could see her in a movie easily very soon.
Yeah.
And like as soon
she
as she's in
to.
That movie, as soon as she's there, I'm just gonna be like, I fucking knew that she was gonna be in the movie because she's so fucking talented.
She has the perfect look for her personality.
Yeah.
Too. Like she looks like an actress. Like yeah. she looks uh-huh.
and
look, she needs
and,
to be doing
and looks
that.
And looks like relate like just normal related like a like the, like there's just a normal
she's
relatable,
relatable
teen
yeah.
that you would see on the streets. But that's
she's
who you want.
She's a homebody. She's yeah. like, yeah. like a very like you feel at home with
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love
oh
her.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna see this.
What's that?
I love
really?
That.
Showering her with love.
Can we talk about the... I don't even know if we're allowed to talk about it. The movie we just saw?
Oh, Tenet. Of course we can. Why not?
We saw this movie, Tenet, the other day. It's a Christopher Nolan movie. I didn't really know too much about it. David was like, hey, do you want to see this movie? Tenet, whatever. I was like, I never heard of it. He's like, oh, it's the new Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck is Christopher Nolan?
So so the movie, I think it was set up by like Casey Neistat and IMAX. It was just us. We were the only ones in the movie theater. And it was huge. It was insane. And it was just us.
It was a really cool experience. Yeah. So the IMAX that we went to is, I don't want to mess this up, but it's supposedly where he went to go watch the film to do...
That's where he plays his movies. That's where he wants his movies like screened, because like he has a set certain there's a certain audio setting that he wants, and there's a certain
way it looks is interesting. Like the optimal setting and whatever for watching a movie.
Christopher Nolan, the director.
Yeah, right. He doesn't want it watched in any other way, like especially in that setting.
See that.
Yeah,
I was gonna say I've heard that he's very particular about the way that he does things.
Yeah, he won't sell it out. Like obviously we're in COVID, whatever right now.
And he only wants to play
in theaters.
Zane, that would be you though. You would do that exact thing.
Exclusive.
If I was as talented
as him and I made movies like that,
yeah,
I could see me be picky like that.
You would want to edit in the movie theater. With a little keyboard and mouse.
Speaking of editing.
He edits all of his shit like film.
I can't believe that.
Heath, it's so hard for me to believe that shit. It's so fucking hard for me to believe that. Because there's times where like when you edit something and you're putting music or something, just you need to cut it by a fucking half a second. I just can't believe.
I don't get it either.
So Mariah goes, you don't have to tell me.
Do you understand what he means? Do you understand what he means by like cuts by the film?
It's insane.
There's no command B. I don't get it.
It's amazing.
So he really plans shot by shot before he fucking films that movie.
That's talent.
But it's all filmed on like film. Film.
Yeah.
What do you mean film?
Like right now we're filming. Like, it's all digital. It's an SD card.
Yeah.
We're talking about like reels. Like reels.
Like physical, film. A reel.
Like you know those.
A wheel.
Are you guys fucking with me? What?
Like you know the emoji of like the movie projector.
Like a film.
I don't know if you're fucking with me. Is this a joke?
No, he's old school. That's how he does things.
Oh, like when he said like not digital, it's like camera's not digital either. Like everything is on fucking
film. Like okay, you know how like we're film. this is memory, like SD memory card.
Sure, yeah.
And then you could take like a film picture where you take the film, get it like
developed.
Okay, yeah. Does he take that? How does he take that film and put music on it?
I don't know. Well everything
he has to put it on a fucking on a Final Cut or a Premiere. Or something.
I think
he
everything
needs to put on
like the initial cut I think is all film, and then it gets turned into digital to do like audio and shit like that.
But the foundation, the base, is film, like strips,
reels.
And like, you don't think any of it gets cut. There's no cutting of scenes at all.
I mean, I'm sure there's some
sort of
there's
cutting. Yeah, there's cutting.
But like, imagine
not just airdropping your files to a computer. Like, he has to get them.
What do they call like the black room where it's like you just like, it's like
shit. He blinked in this scene. Fuck. That's crazy.
Crazy.
Very patient.
I respect it though. Like, I love people that like respect the craft and art, and like it's a very old school.
By the way, I don't like to really cool. I don't like to look at I don't like to know what directors look like.
I have no idea what he looks like.
Okay, fair.
I know, but I don't like to like I don't want to go to Christopher Nolan on Google and see what he looks like. I'd rather not. I like that they're a mystery. I like how they're names. I don't want to see a face to them because like their craft is through movies, and I like behind the camera it's like this
mystery. That's what they want to do. Yeah,
but it's insane. Like you think that people that do this, like they make such like a different type of genre of movie, like oh there must be so old school whatever, but like Christopher Nolan did The Dark Knight,
right?
Which
my favorite fucking movie.
I was astounded. So I want to rewatch that so bad, by the way. But like he did insanely iconic movies like in present day that still hold up. It's like, how can you be so, I don't know, like in the past with the way that you work with film and like still make such topical like modern day movies? It's so crazy to me.
Unbelievable. Like, and I want to do that so bad. I wish I knew how to do it. And I'm so lazy. I don't want to fucking go to school for it. I wish I knew how to do it.
I don't want to work. I just want it now.
I know. I appreciate their craft and like how they
how yeah. to do it. How to... But the movie was amazing. Like it was shot so well. I'm gonna be honest, it was a little confusing yeah. for me.
I think it was confusing. First, I feel like it was very confusing for me and you because we didn't even watch the trailer.
We went into it completely blind.
Yeah. Like all the time, Matt and I are about to watch a movie and we're like, should we watch the trailer first? And we're just like, no, let's go in like blindly. Let's just watch it because it's fun. It's fun. It's like it's like an Easter egg. You have no idea what's about to happen. But for that movie, I did wish I saw the trailer because I get confused.
The trailer
very easily.
Didn't give much away, so it wouldn't have helped. That's what people were saying.
Yeah.
But it's a time travel movie, so I'm, as always, that shit's gonna be confusing because it's a made up thing that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So
we can't talk about it.
Go into it knowing that.
Yeah. I definitely want to watch it again. I enjoyed watching the movie. I think the movie was really cool, but I definitely have to watch it again at my house on my TV.
Well, my favorite movie of all time, I feel like I had to watch probably like 3 times before I really.
Is that
understood
the
it fully.
Eternal
Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. Is that the Eternal Bone Home? Yeah, no. My favorite movie of all time, like I probably had to watch 3 times before I fully understood it and knew exactly what was happening and like in every capacity. But that almost made me like appreciate it more in a weird way.
Right.
Yeah. So sometimes those movies are like, I don't know, like just because you didn't like resonate with a movie the first time doesn't mean that maybe if you watched it again, you would like appreciate different
maybe
things.
Maybe it's like Friends, like Zayn and I didn't like each other.
Exactly. And then
but when you get to hanging out for a little while,
the second time you watch it, you're like, I appreciate it.
But didn't you guys say that you saw somebody on the way there? Like that?
We did.
Yeah.
You did?
Okay. Yes.
You're going to freak.
I haven't gotten this part of the story.
So, all right, Mariah, you know how normally like we'll drive by people. I'm like, oh my God, look, that's George Clooney. And it's not George Clooney. It just looks like him. Yeah. And I do that all the time.
Right, of course.
But you've actually seen George Clooney.
I've actually seen George. Yeah, I've actually
for
seen
for the record.
But confirmed. We were on our way there and we're driving.
We're
and
jamming out. Like we're just like, we're in the car. We're just like.
Yeah. And you know, I'm looking on the road and I'm like looking and I see a glimpse of him. I'm like. And he drives back. I was like, Heath, slow down right now.
Wait, I've been waiting so long to hear this.
Build up. I'm like, Heath, slow the fuck down. He's like, why? He's like, dude, I think I just saw Jake Gyllenhaal slow down.
Shut
slow
up.
Down. He slows down and he comes in a dark gray, I'm so specific, dark gray Tesla. I was like, slow down. He drives by and he's like, are you sure it was him? I was like, I always fuck up. Let's just make sure. He's driving next to us. And I'm like, oh my God, that's him.
It was
Heath, him. Heath, confirm. Like, yes, I need that confirmation because
I
always fuck up.
God.
And Heath is like, Zayn, that's him. I was like, holy shit, that's so fucking crazy. He's like, well, wave at him. And he puts the window down. I'm like, no, I don't want to be that person. And I put it back up. And I'm like, he's still there. I'm
wait,
like,
were you in your Urus?
No,
it was my truck.
In his truck.
All right, good enough.
So I was like, and like I take out my phone. I was like, no, I'm not going to take my phone out. It's so fucking stupid. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't help anything. So he's like, wave at him. So he puts the window down and I'm waving at him. And this lets me know that it was actually him because we were clearly in front of him and I was waving at him.
He would have seen Zayn. Like waving.
He clearly ignored me, which, you know, I don't take that as like a fucked up thing.
Right.
He probably gets it all the time. So I waved at him and he ignored me. And that gave me a proof that it was actually fucking, I knew it was him,
wow.
But it gave extra proof that it was
that's
him because he clearly
so weird.
Are you freaking
it
me?
Was so fucking cool. He had his hair in a pony, like a little ponytail. It was,
did he?
Yeah, that's what it looked
come on,
like.
Jake.
Or it was like in a
so 2000 and late.
But yeah, thought it was really cool. But on our way back,
no.
So check this
on
out.
On our way back,
so I'm
you saw him
over.
Again.
No.
I'm looking over.
He was actually in our movie. He was hanging out. Watching it with us.
We're driving back, and I looked over, and I saw there was a Ferrari 488 piece.
You're speaking a different language. Continue.
So it's a car that's very rare.
Got
and
it.
In a color that's not very common.
Got it.
And it's like a grayish color.
I can't believe you looked this up. I can't believe.
I didn't look it up. This is what's weird.
No, yeah, you did. You told me you did.
No, it popped up on TikTok.
What do you mean it popped up
oh,
on
so
TikTok?
Oh, so it was listening.
Are you listen. Fucking Zane, kidding me?
Zane,
I'm dead
I
ass.
Think this is part of the story.
So I'm looking at this car and like you can't see who's in it, whatever, the tinted windows. And I'm like, oh, I'm just admiring it. I'm just staring at it. I was like, wow, that's gorgeous. And like, we're just like looking at it, whatever. We're like, okay, cool. We drove off. Nice car. The next day, I'm looking at TikTok, and there's a video of Adam Sandler in that car.
Oh,
and
my.
Somebody's filming him.
Oh, I saw that that one. No. I saw that one at the and light, like off the freeway.
Yes.
Yes.
And they were like, what is that, a Lamborghini? And he's like, yeah, Lamborghini something or other, but it's a Ferrari. And like,
yes.
Adam Sandler was like joking around, like being like a troll about his car, like.
Like, yeah, it's a Lamborghini. He knows it's not a Lamborghini. Right. He's just being funny.
Just being like a troll, being funny about it. But that was the car that we saw.
It was Adam Sandler.
You think it was Adam Sandler?
No, this car looked like no other car I've ever seen. We've never seen that car.
That's what I'm saying. It was Adam Sandler.
No, I know. I was just like.
I don't know if he lives out here. I mean.
Of course. Yeah, they all live out here.
But
I totally have met him before, right?
Yeah.
This is actually, oh fuck, this is so sad, and I don't even want to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. We went to a movie premiere. It was one of Adam Sandler's movies. It was called.
Was it with Jennifer Aniston?
His group was in it. You know, like the group that he films with all the time.
Billy Madison. Group.
Yeah, or, Happy Madison. Is it
Happy? Happy Madison. Yeah.
Or no, Happy.
Yeah, that's right. That's Happy his Madison. Group.
Yeah, I think it was Joe Dirt 2.
Okay.
It wasn't the best movie. It was actually really bad. It was a really bad movie.
All right, irrelevant.
It was a really bad movie, and I think, I don't know if Adam Sandler was having a bad day or he knew it was a bad movie. I don't know what it was, but I remember we were all watching it. He was there. The whole group was there. And after the movie was done, we got up, we turned around, we saw him right there, like up, and everybody was pretty much gone except for us and him. Uh-huh. And it was so cool. So we all went up and met him, and he looked so. It was one of the.
Down? He was like,
yeah,
sad.
It was down. But you know, when you go to a premiere or screening of a movie, people usually clap after it's done. Nobody clapped after it was done.
Oh, shit.
It was really weird. Yeah, it was really weird. And I'm not saying, like, oh, maybe nobody clapped. Nobody clapped for a reason.
I'm telling you.
The vibe was so down, and nobody clapped, and it was like fucking crazy weird. And then we got up and we saw him, and it was like so weird.
Poor guy.
I said weird. Take a shot every time I say weird.
I'm drunk. Aw.
But did you say hi to him?
I did say hi to him. Yeah, no, it was great. But like it was not a very happy moment.
Yeah.
It wasn't happy Madison.
I heard he's really,
it was sad,
really
Madison.
Nice though. I heard very good things about him though.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, I know he's incredible and he's talented. And
I have to pee so bad. I'm so sorry. Could I pee? I'm dying right now.
Only Heath can pee.
I'm gonna piss myself.
I gotta pee too.
Pee right now on camera.
There you go.
Speaking of movies though, I wanted to talk about a documentary that I saw the other day that blew my mind. It was phenomenal. It was called The Dawn Wall. It was about a rock climber in Yosemite that. The story is unreal. It's on Netflix if you guys want to watch it. But this rock climber.
Does he have like black hair? He's white, black hair?
You're thinking of the other rock climber.
The free.
Alex Honnold. Free Solo.
The free. That
guy is nuts. So I watched that documentary right after.
So this guy is nothing compared to this guy.
They're both incredible climbers. Alex Honnold is probably one of the best. He does a lot of free climbing without any harnesses, ropes, nothing. Just straight up climbing. He climbed up.
Are you talking about my guy or your guy?
Your guy.
My guy.
Alex
okay.
Honnold.
I've never sat there shivering while watching something.
Palms sweating, knees weak, arms were heavy the entire fucking time.
Because this guy's on the top of the fucking mountain, and it wasn't shaved off in a pattern for him.
No.
He's just climbing this rock, hopefully making it to the fucking top with no harness. It's unbelievable. And like, this guy could fall at any moment, and that's in the documentary.
Done.
Just boom.
And he's come to peace with it.
3,200 feet. Climbing.
I don't understand.
And his wife is sitting there like watching. I'm like, oh my God, that's so fucking stressful.
I can't believe they sign up for that.
This is
the
one that you and I
watch. They meditate to do this.
But you're that confident. Yeah. You're that confident where you know
that
you're good.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
They're gonna make it up there. It's fucking nuts.
But like Alex is unreal because the way he is as a person is so interesting.
Yeah.
Like his thought process on absolutely everything. Like I wish I was that passionate about something that like I could just dedicate my life. Like
we are like that about drinking.
If I came into this pot, like I'm passionate about this. If I came in and I was like, I got a 50% chance of fucking dying recording this episode. Yeah. I'd be like, fuck no.
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 Yeah.
I watched the whole documentary. It's insane. It's great. It's amazing. These people are cool. But like, I still don't think what they do is responsible. Like, it's like they are willing to die at any moment, which that's fine for your life. You know, if you are willing to die for your, you know, passion, that's yeah. fine. But I could never
but I
be
think,
so comfortable
I
with it.
Think these people are so good and just godlike where,
right.
you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, the thing is they strive for perfection. Yeah. Like everything they do, it's like,
everything's
it's
to them, mapped to them, out. It's so yeah. scientific.
To them, it's not 50% life. To them, it's 5% they're going to die, 95%
right.
they're
just
make
like,
it.
I just yeah. got to figure it out.
Because if they actually thought it was 50% life, the 50% death, they wouldn't do it.
No, I actually disagree with that. The thing is the entire documentary, they're talking about how like, oh yeah, I know, like people do this with like ropes, like they do it on with a line and with like, you know, whatever,
oh,
checks
true?
And balances. Yeah.
Baby, I got it.
Not those kind of
baby,
lines.
That's some confidence right there.
Do it on drugs like that? How do you get up there like that? You get up there, man.
Bitch, but like
high on life is right.
When he's up there, he talks multiple times about how he's just like, I mean, yeah, like I could die. Like there, it is a very, very viable.
It's real.
He doesn't look at it as like a 5% chance. He's like, no, like one wrong move. I know yeah. how precarious every move that I make is. Like I could die at any one of these moments. And that's why it's insane, because it's like, they're trying to document his first free climb up this mountain, and it's like
El Capitan is what it is.
Yeah, El Capitan.
In Yosemite.
Exactly, and it's like,
aye, aye.
If you know you're being filmed,
sorry.
If you know you're being filmed when you're trying to do this thing that no one has ever done before,
and he's looking at the fucking camera as he's going up, he's like, and like you're just like, what?
Pay attention.
It's so nerve-wracking. It's so... My palms are sweaty just thinking about it. I have to keep switching hands with my mic.
And it's not good for people that have anxiety to watch this
no.
fucking show. Because people that don't have anxiety watching it, it creates anxiety.
So yeah. So that's Alex Honnold, the one we're talking about that's free climbing. His documentary is unreal and definitely very intense. But the other one is the Dawn Wall, which isn't free climbing. It's ropes and stuff like that, but they're climbing up the face of the Dawn Wall.
Dawn Hallway, listening to this, ropes and stuff like that. Don't disrespect me like that.
But he's climbing up something that has never been climbed before. It's this.
I've climbed billboards at Saddle Ranch. I fucking know.
I think I can handle it.
A
little
climbs a ladder up. Barely hangs over the edge.
Look, what was I saying? The damn wall? Or
Dawn
the Dawn Wall.
Oh the my damn God. Wall.
The damn
I'm
wall.
I'm climbing the damn wall.
But yeah, so the documentary is crazy. He ends up climbing somewhere, I think, in Kyrgyzstan or somewhere.
Kazakhstan?
No, I think it's called Kyrgyzstan.
Oh, okay.
As he's halfway up this wall, he starts getting shot at by rebels.
Are you fucking serious?
Literally, bullets are hitting right next to him. They bring him and his crew all the way down, take him as a hostage, start hiking with him for. They took his
food. Wait,
a fucking second. This
where
is the documentary that you're talking about.
The Dawn Wall, yes.
Wait, where did the.
This happened in the documentary.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding? And this wasn't set up.
No, so this is stuff that happened previously. Like, obviously, this was...
Oh, he talked about it.
But there's footage of these rebels. And it's...
Oh, do they live there? Like, they don't want people on there? I don't know. How does that work? What's
so
a rebel?
So they're rebels that were fleeing from, I guess, the...
What? I don't know what a rebel is, actually.
Fleeing from the military there.
Yeah,
it was just
like... Rebellions. They're like, they're...
A group of, like,
fuck people. The government people.
So took them hostage. I don't want to give too much away, but...
He dies, right?
No, he didn't die.
Kidding.
Didn't die. Ended up. I don't want to give too much away. But whatever. Down the road, he ends up losing his pointer finger.
You can't. No, you don't want to give it away.
I know.
You can't.
Guys, watch
you can't,
it.
You
it's crazy. It's
that.
A really good story. And I don't know. Now I want to go rock climbing. I just want to get out to Yosemite.
No, you're not. You're not gonna go rock climbing because we got a podcast to do. And if you're gone, baby.
God forbid I lose a finger.
I feel like none of us are that like death defying. Like to rock. I mean, like.
Have you ever rock climbed though? You ever done it?
I mean, I've done like the gym ones.
Right.
You know, like the ones that move.
We went.
We did a bouldering.
That was
like,
crazy. It like went upside down
spot.
And everything.
What
it
do you mean
it
went out? What
it's
do you
so
mean?
Hard.
So bouldering, is a style of climbing that is under 30 feet, I believe, by definition. And it's very technical. It's not with like harnesses and straps, you just kind of like climb up a specific rock, whatever. But if you're at a gym, there's like a color pattern that you have to follow to do it. It's really fucking
so
hard.
You, there's challenges where you're like, only red rocks, and you have to climb on the red rocks.
Like,
oh, okay.
Or there are different levels. Like, red is really easy. Orange is the hardest. Like,
oh, yeah. Okay.
It's yeah, so really there's like hard. This scale of like how difficult it is.
I mean, we could talk about rock climbing, but like what reminded me of rock climbing is those, you remember those little, I wouldn't say arcade places, but it's arcade
Please tell me you're going where I think you're going, because I'm really excited.
You know those places where they have rock climbing, they have this thing where you strap onto your body and you get to fly around the building.
I want to do it so bad.
What are those called? What's that called?
I don't know. It's the videos where like they strap you in. It's kind of like
almost like a zip line, but
it's like a Chuck E. Cheese arcade type of thing, and they strap you in, and it's like this big zip line that goes throughout the whole arcade, and like kids like just hang.
A bunch of activities, like it's a bunch of like rock climbing. Yeah. That
where
it's like,
is
it's
that?
Outdoor activities inside for kids. It gets them ready for the real world.
Okay, hold on. Do you guys remember it was like a place when we were kids in Florida? We would go there on camp, like a summer camp spot, and there was a rock climbing wall, but it was on a treadmill. And you're climbing, and the treadmill is going around. But like
that's the one I'm talking about—the gym ones where it keeps going around and around, and you keep climbing.
Yeah, it's basically a rock climbing wall.
That's exactly what I was talking about. Yeah,
that shit was so fun.
Yeah,
damn. We
should get one for this.
I guess maybe I was little because it seemed so much bigger than that.
I saw fucking Jeff free rock climb when we went out to. We went out to hike somewhere. I forget what it was. He was free climbing around this rock, and like, if he fell off, he would have died. Like it was just
really,
it was like a deep one. And
he's crazy.
I know. I don't like when my friends do that shit because shit happens all the time. The crazy fucking accidents happen all the fucking time, and I don't like when my friends are a part of it.
When people like. Get drunk and hang off like a balcony of an apartment.
And then it's just you fall off and then done. You're dead and that's it. And everybody has to deal with it. You're dead. Your family has to deal with it and your friends have to deal with it for the rest of their lives. And I'm not saying like pity us. We have to deal with it, but like you're gone and that's it.
It's like risk to reward.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reward is nothing because nothing. Like we're not like what you get out of it is nothing. You don't win a fucking $100,000 prize when you make it around. You don't.
That's what I don't understand about the people that climb. Like, I understand, like, the notoriety. Like, yes, you will be the first person to accomplish this, but...
You'll have Zayn and Heath talking about this. Like, oh, all right.
Yeah, but like, if you don't do it, you die.
But even if you were doing it for the Guinness World Record, you don't make money off that, right?
No. Oh, no. They were making money.
There's competitions, right?
What's the money you get off of that?
Sponsorships. Like, you're the number one fucking rock
climber in the
world.
It's like anything. It's literally like race car driving. Like
race car driving, I get because it's like it's a whole world.
But that's also like death defying.
Yeah, but it's like a whole world though. A rock climbing, is there like a lot of money that comes with rock climbing?
I mean, there's like sponsorships, there's different competitions. So the Don Wall starts off with this kid who there was a rock climbing competition.
Yeah.
He went to the competition and the day before they had like an open course to like do it, and whoever won out of like fans that were there won this like pre-competition but entered into the actual competition the next day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like if we had like a whole fan thing going on, whatever, they won and then got to be put into the real thing. He ended up winning the real thing the next day against the professional rock climbers and became like the biggest climber in the fucking world.
That's
overnight.
Crazy.
That's nuts.
And just sponsorships out the ass, like became like a huge name in this world.
I mean, he has a show on Netflix.
That's pretty cool.
Like, it can get you. It's like the people that like do the tightrope walk.
Right.
Tightrope walkers. Walk, yeah.
Ever since like Making a Murderer came out, I never, like when people have Netflix shows, I never think, like after that show, I don't think people get paid as much as we think for shows.
I don't. His money didn't come from being in this documentary. His money came from being who he is.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're doing it for the money. They would do it for free.
No, right.
Yeah.
Like it's just like these people are like literally one with nature. Like they'll sit and meditate for hours.
It takes a special person. I mean, we saw that one with the Alex guy.
Hours and hours and years of mapping out a specific
route. It's their thing.
What Alex guy?
Alex Honnold.
The one that did El Capitan. Yeah, the free one. He like the thing is like he has a diary that he memorizes basically of every single place where he puts his thumb and where he puts his toe and where he puts
I saw that. I was fucking nuts.
That's wild.
A 3,000 foot climb up a wall and he's like left hand upside down.
Do you
right,
think?
Pivot,
do you think he
right,
like
gri-
he
like
it has
like,
orgasms with rock? Like do you think
Zane?
That- I don't know.
He's
I
just mean, trying like, to get his rocks off.
That was good, Kenny. That was really good.
Thank you, guys. Really
good. I'm gonna give you that one.
Is there anything you would give your life for?
Hidayah.
You know what? Me too.
She's actually coming tomorrow. Tomorrow. She
oh, that's right.
She needs and, a, she and Ollie and Tally.
My brother and his fiance. I'm so fucking excited. Dude,
Zane's family's coming.
Dude, I've been going home more often because they need a fucking break. It's really hard. It's really hard out there. And like, well, my brother and Tally are just like, I don't know. I don't want to get into detail, but like they just need a fucking break. And Hidayah needs a fucking break. So I told him to come out here. Just like, come out here.
I'm so excited for
spend
them.
The time, spend the
let's take them rock climbing.
Yeah, I'm really excited for them to come out here. But they have nowhere to sleep because I have no beds in my house. No beds. No
and
beds.
That's on being in his house for 8 months.
I ordered my living room set and like beds and everything. So it took me so long to order this shit, but it was supposed to get like I ordered it, so we came here the night before, and it got pushed back because I wasn't home when they got there, which was my fault. But they won't. It won't come for another 2 weeks.
But now they're sleeping with the dogs.
Yeah, now they have to sleep on the floor. Like my rooms are completely empty.
Well, we have an extra bed. We have an extra bedroom.
If they actually need to stay.
Like if Hidayah wants her own little spot, obviously she could be back there.
She gets her whole
She gets her own little. She gets the whole.
Oh, you're treating her like a princess.
We'll kick Kenny out. It's fine.
Okay. It's fine. I mean, also people have been
you'll sleep on the floaty.
I'm good. I'm adaptable. People have also been requesting her to get on the podcast, so maybe she can sleep on the couch.
Oh,
like you
did.
We wake her up.
Well, we are gonna do guests for season two, so maybe. I don't know.
Nothing's ruled out.
It's up to Mariah. If Mariah wants it, then we'll make it happen.
I have jealousy issues. No girls.
No girls on me. Wait, let's run through a question. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Anything Unfiltered family,
the
coffee
time
beans.
You have all been waiting for.
We are picking y'all to be a featured questionnaire askus of the podcast.
Sounds it out.
An askus, what do you call someone that asks questions during a... They're an askus.
Instead of a questionnaire, they're a questioner.
You ready?
What do you got?
I'm ready.
What do you got for us, baby?
Y'all ready?
It's calling coffee talk.
Oh, wait. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
It's calling coffee talk, baby.
Play that question.
G'day, Cobbers. This is Rupert Parkin from Melbourne, Australia. And I'd like to ask all of you about what you're most looking forward to and what you're least looking forward to in the next couple of years. Who knows? In a couple of years from now, Kenny could have his own Nickelodeon show. Mariah's off Broadway. And Zane and Heath will be coffee tycoons of a conglomerate, all-powerful monopoly of coffee, baby. Thank you very much.
Oh,
yes, we will, baby.
Very good. Oh, my God. That made me very happy. It's just
so cool.
No, that is really cool that he's calling from Australia.
Yeah, that's so crazy to me.
Did he have to pay extra to call on that?
I honestly am not 100% sure. I know a lot of people have
We'll reimburse you.
A lot of people have been asking, like why can't they call from other countries? I don't know, because we're getting so many calls from other countries. So
dial
I don't know.
One first.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Thank you for calling in. What most excited? Let's start with that.
Yeah. I personally am most excited for our coffee. I know it's taking very long, but it's a process when you want to make something perfect.
Right.
So we're very excited about that. And what else are we excited? I'm excited about just all the videos we're going to be making after this. I feel like it's been a very slow half year for me. Like I feel like there hasn't been a lot going on in my life.
Right.
And I'm just so excited for all the things that we have coming up that me and you're going to do together. And I know during Vine, we did a lot of things together and then we stopped, but I'm really glad that we get to do it again together,
right.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like we work best together. So is very exciting for me, and I can't wait. I can't wait for us to do that again.
No, yeah, Zane and I have so much that we're about to start on that is like taking, I mean, my life to the next level. Like we have so much going on between the coffee, the podcast, the gaming channel that we're starting.
And a couple other projects that we have in the works. Right. We can't talk about it yet, obviously, but...
But it's going to be very, very exciting for us and hopefully you guys as well. So we're excited to start that. And then...
I don't like to look past...
I don't like to look
past a month, honestly.
It's, really?
Yeah, because it's... Dude, shit changes all the time. Look where we're at right now. Think about a year ago.
Yeah.
So always do the best you can in the present. And the future will make its way for you.
Oh.
Well, what are you the least excited about? Because that was the other part of his question.
The least excited about...
What's going to happen within the next few years that you are just dreading?
I think I'm least excited to see...
You guys will be 30 in
everybody getting older.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where our friend group is going. Like, I'm excited, but at the same time, that's what I'm most scared of.
Like, you don't want everyone to, like, separate. Right.
Yeah, because I love everybody.
5 years from now, I hope we'd all be together, but, like, that's, I think, my biggest fear is, like, seeing where everybody's going to be.
I personally don't see Heath and you. I don't see you guys going anywhere, but, like,
I don't see myself here in five years.
there's some people in our group that, like, and I'm not trying to be like mean or shady at all. There's some people in our group, I feel like they are going to move on with their lives and like kind of.
Right. Everybody has a different plan.
Which I completely understand. And, you know, everybody has like a path, but like, I'm scared there's some people I will never see again. And like, that makes me very scared because
it's like being in high school.
Yeah.
And then graduating.
Exactly. Yeah. Because like, we see each other all the time. We see everybody all the time, every day. And it's going to get to the point where you don't see them every day.
Yeah, that's...
And that terrifies me.
Because all of us are so important to each other. Like, every single person in our friend group, like, is very important to us.
Because outside of what we do and this podcast, outside of videos, like, outside of everything that we do, we all have a strong friendship that has nothing to do with these videos.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
of course.
A lot of people don't, like, see that or understand that. A lot of you guys, like, will never understand how we are outside of the camera because...
We show
5% to you, of ourselves and how we are together and everything on camera. So it's hard to explain to you guys what it's like off camera, but like, it is scary.
Right.
I just hope that our generation, we live life differently when we get older. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense. Cause you know how all of our grandparents are like, yeah, Susan, Papa, we never see you anymore. I hope we're not like that when we're older.
I want to see us all have kids together.
I know. I want to see our kids like hang out. That's what I want to see.
I feel like we're at the point where we definitely, there's a big possibility, big chance that will happen.
Yeah.
But who knows?
It's up to us.
It is.
It's up to you guys listening. Please.
Yeah.
Please keep us in LA.
Obviously, people who are meant to be in your life are going to stay in your life.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And it'll happen. It'll happen naturally.
It'll be.
Oh, baby, it was meant to be.
All right, we got one more question.
It's coffee call, baby. We got it's one more question.
Wow. Kenny, read it.
All right, here we go.
Hey guys, this is Gina calling from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And this is kind of a question for everybody. Is there a product, maybe food or toys or something that you could brand or would brand as your signature product? I could see Zane with like a beer or something. I don't know. But I know when that highlight thing, I'm still going to answer things. So answer this question because I really want to know. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you for that question. So basically she was asking if we all like all had products
food,
or we
brand
wanted
or something.
Yeah.
If we could pick anything in the world.
Wait, can I say something?
Yeah.
It's funny that she said you're a beer because I always thought Hussar sounded like a cool beer.
Yeah, I see Heath with
to
beer.
To me, I always thought Hussar would be a whiskey.
It could be a whiskey. Huh. That's cool too.
I can see that.
I feel like if I were to make a beverage just in general, I would do a beer.
Yeah.
But if it was going to be based around my name, and
I think
I'd do
if you're doing a whiskey,
or like
I think
a wine,
I would go more Heath than Hussar for whiskey.
Yeah. I feel like she means more than names. I feel like she means more like personality. Just anything. Just like like who you are as a person.
Oh, sorry. I was going too deep into that question.
What were you? I mean, it's your answer. I mean, you could brand yourself as whatever you want. But I think she means like personality wise, what you think would be like really representative of your brand as a person.
Yeah.
If you were to translate it
all
to
all I want an is item. A breakfast restaurant. Nothing specific.
You've always wanted that.
Ever, mm-hmm. literally since I was in high school.
Yeah.
All like breakfast food is my all-time favorite. Yeah,
diners were a huge thing back in Florida. Like diners, like just like those, like not very fancy, but just like those.
If I could run a breakfast, like a little breakfast shop, nothing big. Like I don't want it to be like this crazy
thing. A breakfast food truck.
A little bit more sit down. Oh. No, but I did want a food truck for a long time because that was like I felt like my intro into it. But like end goal, I would love to have like a little mom and pop shop. Where it would be like the same type, you know.
Yeah.
I call being mom.
So, something like small and cute where.
Yeah.
Like it's the same customers like throughout the week.
They're regulars.
And, like,
locals.
Right.
Yeah.
You know each other and like you know their order. Like something about like, I don't know. Breakfast food just always made me happy and felt warm and welcome.
You could call it Bubba's. Bubba's Brunch and Breakfast.
Very good.
BBB.
Honestly. Like, you know how Cracker and Barrel is set up?
Cracker and Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Cracker Barrel,
you know,
sorry.
Cracker and Barrel.
Separately. You know yeah.
Sorry, I got that mixed up with Ben and Jerry's, my favorite ice
cream.
Yum. I was going to say Zane would come up with an ice cream or something.
I was about to say that I love ice cream, I love cake, and
pastries.
I love tequila. So it's like we put those three in one shot.
An That's ice cream
I
cake
see that.
Tequila?
Mm-hmm.
This is disgusting.
No, you should have...
And, hey, am I... To you.
I got it, Zane. Open up like a bar, but there's a bar on one side and then a sundae bar on the other side and then a dance floor in the middle.
So you got fucked up people getting sick off of dairy.
Yeah, those are going to be the worst hangover ever.
Okay, calm down. I see where you're going.
Thank you.
But me and my baby are making coffee, so...
Right.
That is the
that's
most
that's
like
the only correct.
About.
There's only one answer.
I want you to try it so bad. But all right, little babies, that's all the time we got for today.
All the time.
And we just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning
thank
in.
You.
As always.
Always.
You guys can hear us on the Apple Spotify podcast, whatever you guys listen to.
Whatever
and you can watch
to.
The video on YouTube.com/Zane and Heath. God, that was really fucking me up. Hearing hearing you echo, like I was, that was.
Sorry, I know. I would fuck up if you were doing that to me.
Have me going.
I should have thought about that.
But thank you guys as always, and we love you, and we will see you very soon.
Very soon. What about you guys? Will you be here?
We'll see.
Check my calendar.
Okay.
I'll see if I can pencil us in.
Well.
Zane and Heath out.